Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
We begin our very first show of 2021, setting a tone and putting away the chaos of 2020 that is now gone. Remnants still around, but we have a new start on the 682nd episode of Neon Jazz. We begin with jazz piano master Bill Evans with the tune Peace Peace, done back in 1958 for his album Everybody Digs Bill Evans. This tune was orchestrated and played by Bill at the end of the recording session and remains an iconic two-chord progression of free-form, peaceful melody and timeless meditational vibes that is revered in all genres of music as one of the most powerful ever. And that's how we begin a brand new year, and we hope that rings in some peace and joy for all of you, our way of saying Happy New Year 2021. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town brimming with live streams, coming from musicians like Jackie Myers and joints like the Green Lady Lounge, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to reboot and get back at it here in this new vaccine-improved world of jazz. Let's keep the theme of peace here on the show. This is Horace Silver, circa 1959, with the jazz standard off his LP, Blowin' the Blues Away. This was a recommendation from the great Mark Ruffin, and it is a solid one. Thank you.
Hey, this is Mark Ruffin, author of Bebop, Fairy Tales, and Historical Fiction Trilogy on Jazz and Tolerance in Baseball. It's a book made for Kansas City. Really, it is. And you're listening to Kansas City Jazz on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the trumpeter born and raised in Conyers, Georgia, and a place that's under the microscope right now. Marcus Printup with the tune Black Bossa off his 2013 CD, Lost. The beginnings for him came from hearing the fiery gospel music his parents sang in church. He would later discover jazz as a senior in high school. That led to Georgia State University, then to the University of North Florida, and it was during that time that he won the prestigious International Trumpet Guild Jazz Trumpet Competition. Everything changed when he met his mentor and friend-to-be, pianist Marcus Roberts. And we caught up with him in the summer of 2020 to talk about music and the world of COVID. He had this to say.
My motto to students, or my saying to students, is just know that as a musician, you have the power to heal and to touch people, and in turn, it heals and touches you. I realized that I miss healing people, and I miss being healed by what I'm giving out to people and, you know, when they give back to me.
One of his deepest and best mentors was the great jazz pianist, educator, and patriarch of the Marsalis family, Mr. Ellis Marsalis, who we lost at the beginnings of the COVID-19 pandemic at the age of 85 on April 1, 2020. As we get into the tune Squatty Roo off the 1999 CD Dark and Blue, let's listen to Marcus talk about Ellis.
But something profound about all of this is I was talking to Winton, and he was saying how he spoke to Ellis maybe like a few hours before Ellis passed away. And Ellis was like, hey, you know what? You know, people are dying from this. And if I die, I'm just going to be amongst all these other people, you know, but the world is not going to stop. So you get to, you know, you've got to keep going. So Ellis is such a strong man. He looked death in the face and said, you know, this is just a process of life. So if it's my time, it's my time. Well, it's your time, it's your time. That just kind of explains the cycle and how we cope and how we manage. This is Marcus Printup, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
The stars were aligned, and the moon was hard to find. When I saw your eyes, could not disguise. How mesmerized I must have been. Oh, how could I forget the first time that we met? My knees started to shake, and they wouldn't take a break. Then you smiled at me so tenderly and came over to say hello. Oh, how could I forget the first time that we met? And when you I never ever had before, the dee-dee-dee, bo-bo-bee-bye, bo-bo-bee-bop-bee-bee. Ba-ba-ba-ba-bay, ba-ba-ba-bay, ba-ba-bee-a-ba-ba-ba-ba-boy. Ba-ba-ba-dee-ba-bee-ba-ee-ba-bee-boo-ba-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
That was the Swedish singer with Hungarian-German roots, Monica Hoffman, with the tune, first time off the 2020 CD, 10 Muses. This musician is comfortable being a musician. She's at home in classical, Latin, jazz, and pop, and she does it in three languages, Swedish, Hungarian, and English, all of which she uses for shades of musical expression that are very distinct. And we caught up with her this summer from her home in Sweden via phone and talked about her dreams about that return to the stage.
The crowd, they can't take it for granted because right now the musicians are really suffering. I'm saying the musicians, I'm a musician myself, I'm lucky enough to have a teaching, a vocal teaching job. I do not know what I would have done without it, honestly. I see my fellow musicians just struggling, and it's very difficult, and it hurts to see.
From the very talented veteran and established Canadian jazz bassist Neil Swainson, joined by his quintet of legends Joe Henderson on tenor sax, trumpeter Woody Shaw, drummer Jerry Fuller, and Gary Williamson on the piano, initially released on Concord Records on CD in 1988, this is a rare 49th parallel reissue. This is the tune, Port of Spain. Dig it.
Hey, this is Seth Trashy from Brooklyn, New York. Just finished talking to Joe DiPino with Neon Jazz about my new upcoming album, Zygmunt, featuring Miguel Zenon. Please tune in to Neon Jazz whenever you can to check out this amazing show.
That was the saxophonist Seth with the tune Jojo Yale off the debut album for him, Zygmunt, that came out in the summer of 2020 on Ropadope Records. The CD was born from his childhood fascination with pygmy music and culture, and we talked with him about this CD and the world at large. He also has hopes and dreams as we ready to return to the proverbial stage.
This whole experience, the pandemic, in one sense has almost reignited my love for music. Not that I doubted my love for music before. You know, every night we sit around and we listen to music for hours, have these amazing listening sessions. You know, taking kind of capitalism away from music and not having any gig, you have to find a different motivation every day to practice.
From the great Pixar film Soul, released here in the winter of 2020, you need to catch this film. It's deep, and the cat, known for being the band leader on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and he served as a cultural consultant for the movie, Mr. John Batiste, did this soundtrack. This is the rousing cut, Born to Play. Dig the song, see the movie, and enjoy.
I'm a saxophonist and a writer based in London, and you are listening to me on Neon Jazz Radio in Kansas City. Thank you.
That was Trish Cloves, the saxophonist and composer from the UK, with the song Wayne's Waltz off her 2014 CD, Pocket Compass. She has been described as an improviser to be reckoned with via Downbeat. We talked to her this summer via her home in the UK, and she talked about her love of jazz.
The spontaneity and the personalities, and just that sort of edgy rawness, you know, just like anything's possible. When you go, like when you start something, like anything is possible. I love that.
2020 was a year marked by the passing of many jazz musicians. Most of them were featured throughout the year on Neon Jazz, and the final passing of a heartbreaking year of loss was the kind and utterly talented pianist and composer Frank Kimbrough. He was 64, and it happened on December 30th, 2020. It wasn't COVID, it was a heart attack, and over his career, he was a consummate sideman and a seasoned bandleader who worked with so many people. He was known for more than 25 years of having that crucial chair in Maria Schneider's orchestra. As we get into the 2004 tune centering off his CD, Lola Blue By, I had the chance to talk to him. It was a privilege. Back in 2016, he was full of wisdom like this.
We usually are not aware of it, but we have the power to actually change people's lives. You know, it's not about fame, and it's not about ego, and it's not about any of that stuff. It's really about the power of communication.
Again, that was the tune from the late, great Frank Kimbrough, and he left us too soon. We thank him, and we say goodbye. And finally, out of Detroit on January 5, 2021, just in time for Donald Trump's last gasp attempt this week to overturn the presidential election, Kick Pop Records announced the release of a new record by the band Blank Tape Tax. This is a fitting contrast to the opener and needed to push back against the insanity, with elements of punk rock and alternative jazz to create a futuristic style. We are doing what's right around here. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man made for 2021, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Pal Joey. All right.
Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on, what you dig. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, support the arts, keep jazz alive, and enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Hey,
with full hearts and steady hands.
Neon Jazz.